to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here, or am I? You know, it's like, where am I? In a sense, I'm nowhere, but in a sense, I'm everywhere because I'm still online. But I am here. I'm recording from my home remotely, and joining me in the chat are Hemda and Keith. What up, bros?
Hello.
Can you believe it?
I said to Bianca, I go, you know, when we logged in, hey, how you doing? She goes, fucking great. I am doing great.
I think the can you believe it question, I think we have to believe it at this point or we're going to seem mad.
Right.
Believe no, seriously, it or how not, are you? We're in quarantine. I never thought I could be so lonely.
How's your cabin fever going, Bianca?
Well, I have a puzzle, but I haven't started it yet.
Okay.
So I'm saving it. I've been cooking myself a lot of meals, but I'm not great at it. So I just end up with like a bowl of just a bunch of foods that I have put in together.
Like, are you saving the puzzle for the end of days the way Hemda's saving the good crackers?
Yes. Like once I get really desperate, I'll crack into the puzzle and start eating the pieces, like Hemda's crackers.
How many pieces is the puzzle?
1,000 pieces.
Oh, that's it.
I know. But yeah, I mean, I still have a job, so I've been working. I was busy today. I went out today to try and pick up the laundry that I had dropped off at the laundromat, but the laundromat was closed, so... Ooh. Maybe I'll never see those clothes again. Who knows? You know? One way to purge.
I see things closing with no rhyme or reason. Like, we understand the essential and non-essentials and what's open and not. But all of a sudden, yesterday, my grocery store was closed. And this guy who wasn't really speaking English had a mask on, but was obviously hired to be there, was standing in front of the store door. And just say, no, close. And so people are saying, like, you know, there were a couple people there, like, is it closed forever? No, closed. Like, will it be open tomorrow? 7 days. Oh, so it's closed for 7 days tomorrow. So it's open tomorrow? Oh, yes. Okay. And then I was overhearing this, and the other customer left satisfied. Today I passed it and it was still closed. This time the guy was inside the door, same guy, just waving his arms like, no. Like what? Don't even try the automatic door? No. Like, it's obviously all the lights are off. So I have no idea. Pizza restaurants that were able to be open, I see one next to me closed. Just some surprises. So yeah, that's kind of what happened with your clothes, it sounds like.
The creek in the cave just closed also. And okay. I finally was like, hey, you know, let me get some food over the internet. I used Instacart. I got, you have to wait a week for it to come. A day after I ordered from Instacart, they're on strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, you'll never see your clothes again. I'll never see food again. We're going to keep making tortillas.
Yeah, I should have dropped my laundry off at the grocery store. Am I right, folks?
Hello.
Quarantine.
Does your house look nicer or worse than it normally would?
It looks beautiful.
Okay, mine's actually getting a little slovenly. I know nobody's going to come over, so I have a pile. Like, if you came to my place, it would look fine. I don't in the corner of like papers and knickknacks and CDs, but it's, you know, it's kind of like, oh, it looks deliberately like it should be there. And then I reached a file from underneath and everything came crashing down. I'm like, oh, that's going to be there for a while. Nobody's visiting.
Yeah. That's the way that one of the ways that I self-soothe is by cleaning, right, and picking up and organizing. So I've been.
And I always feel better after I do.
Right.
But I'm like, but this is the world we live in. You know, almost like a depressed person is like, I'll stay depressed if I'm in bed, but I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now I'm eating my food off of a carving board. Okay, not too much.
I normally cook like a lot, But all of a sudden, you know, being at home constantly, you forget that even, you know, when you had pizza for lunch, it saved you a whole bunch of dishes. I am doing an hour's worth of dishes every other day. The dishes are done constantly. It's like, oh, I just did all the dishes, and that good feeling. There's no more good feeling anymore. I just did all the dishes, and tomorrow it's going to happen again.
I know. And I mean, between the hand washing and all the dishes, the skin on my hands is just falling off.
And I didn't think to buy extra lotion.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. We're all adjusting to the new reality, but the dishes.
We're going to see people with skeleton hands and be like, those were the real heroes.
Exactly. But you know what? You know what's great about you guys is that even with all this, you still managed to do 4 shows this week. And that's what we have to talk about. That's what we're honor bound and duty bound to talk about today, right now.
That's true. There are 4 shows we have not talked about all the way back to episode 3249.
Can you believe it? Can you just give yourselves a little round of applause, please? Just take this moment to say, you know what? Kudos me. I'm doing podcasts no matter what. So fuck you.
I do feel that, but I feel like also this new way of recording is so precarious, I'd rather not clap.
Okay.
But I do appreciate it.
Yeah, maybe.
By the way, I just want to, before I forget, we have a chat party this Wednesday. We're going to keep the chat parties going every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. So join us. Bianca was there last time. It was really, really fun. And we're there on the chat all the time, but officially every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I was there, and I did tell a secret, and then you spilled the beans about how I told a secret on the show.
So all she said was
teach
that you
me
told
to
a
tell
secret.
A secret.
She said she told a secret, but I'm not telling you what it is. Like, what could it be? She doesn't have cancer or does have cancer? Like, that's not a secret. So what could it be?
You were like, oh, right, she did tell a secret, and I'm not going to say what it is, but I will say... she told a secret, and it was a good one.
It doesn't sound like it's a rescue puppy.
Oh, my God.
But somebody's kitty got saved. I'm not saying anything. I didn't say nothing.
All right. Well, you taught me to ever tell a secret again. Jesus Christ. All right. We have to talk about the show. Imagine.
Okay. Yes.
Sex. Playboy. Gal Gadot, Vanessa Hudgens. Celebrities are very dumb. I think we learned that.
What if that is what we learn? You know, I was talking on the last Keith and the Girls show about this iHeartRadio thing that I saw, and I thought it was going to be live, and it wasn't, but it was pre-recorded celebrities recording in their living room. And some of them, like Nick Carter, couldn't help it but be outside by his pool with his legs up, you know, singing and obviously pretending to lip syncing over a pre-recorded track. It's like, wasn't that Imagine thing just making the news? Be in your basement by the dartboard, have a little humility.
Yeah, you should at least just be like giving money to someone in the video.
Yeah, don't ask me to give you money.
No.
They go, this is the telethon for you, and we raised for you so far.
And then Vanessa Hudgens being like, sort of like maybe a little bit high in her room, being like, but if you think about it, like if everyone dies, like then no one could be sad because everyone will be dead. So it's like not even that like big of a deal. Whoever dies just dies. And like that's just part of it.
All right. Guys, it's a minute later. Apparently, I was very insensitive. Yo, the last thing I would want to be... No, I take this seriously. And yeah, I do. And it's crazy. Peace sign. Short dress.
I regret to inform you that you took my remarks out of context.
Right,
you have a bad brain. That's
yeah, dumb. It was my fault. I hate when they make me the asshole. I wasn't trending.
Yeah. So the poll there was about sex, I think.
Are you not having sex with a live-in partner because of COVID-19? Yes, we are not having sex. No, we are having sex, or I don't have a live-in partner. And about six people are saying, yes, because of COVID-19, I am not having sex with my partner in the place. So we're assuming that it's not, you know, the headache excuse or that kind of thing, that it's real. And you have some people saying, no, me and my partner are not fucking.
Which, well, I want to know how often they were fucking before this.
And right. So, but are you thinking it's an excuse then? Because I do want to be clear, it's because of the virus that we're talking about.
Well, I want to know, like, okay, it's not because of the virus, but is it because of a headache every time?
Well, it can't be now. You say you have a headache now, I got to take you to the hospital. So there's less headache excuses.
Okay, true. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Better get your jerking off to Playboy magazine in while you can, because
right.
That's another thing that COVID-19 has killed.
Can you imagine? First of all, I don't know how many times this magazine
came out.
More lives than a cat.
I don't want to live in a world without Playboy in print.
Right. And I guess Penthouse must be done too, right? They're Penthouse. I never thought this would happen to me. So I was locked in my living room, right? Well, it turns out the Girl Scouts can still deliver cookies legally. So 14 hot Girl Scouts came to my door. I'm like, I'm not buying these stories.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's such a great loss. Hugh Hefner's not going to find out about Playboy. So I think they're safe. All right.
Right.
Let's move on. Episode 3250, Making Bread.
Mm-hmm. Hemda's making her own bread.
Tortillas. I mean, Hemda, you're not the only person in my life. I feel like I have a lot of type A overachieving friends who are doing a lot of bread making.
I don't. What is the fucking deal with sourdough?
I don't know. My sourdough starter. What?
I never had sourdough with these people.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you want to get? Well, we're going to start with sourdough, of course, and then we'll get the.
I just think it's like a cooking project that means you have to wait around a lot. So it's not, right. You just have like, oh, well, now I have to wait 3 hours.
Maybe that's what feels good about it. Well, Kenda, you'll have to answer us, but maybe making your own bread feels good because like you do the work a little bit, but then you feel like you're working for 2 days while it rises.
Help us understand.
We didn't make sourdough. We made tortillas, but he keeps threatening sourdough. The thing is, you know, he has been talking about making bread forever. And so it's sort of like, to me, this, you know, how people who have been ready for the end of time are like, oh, well, now I got to use this special flashlight that I bought for $1,000. He's like,
right.
We made three batches already. He's like, oh, we should make more tortillas. I'm like, what? It's not the end yet. We're okay. Right. But this last batch was the best, and it really is fun. And I always get like a little bit lazy about it right before. Like, come on. Like, you're talking about making bread. I'm tired. And,
I picture Xerxes in a full hazmat suit going up to the neighbors. And with like 2 dozen tortillas. Like, here you go.
How long does it take from start to finish?
It actually doesn't take a lot of time. I think half an hour the entire way because it cooks for like 1 minute each tortilla. And I'm the one cooking it. He's the one making the bread, and he just drops it. I flip it. It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy. Just half hour. You can have a tortilla. One.
He drops it. I flip it.
Right.
He drops it. I flip it. He drops it.
Oh, I pictured. I thought you were going to say like somebody dropped it on the floor. Half hour. Your tortilla fell on the floor. Holy shit. That'd
yeah. My friend made bagels the other day. And I think that was like a 5 or 6 hour thing because you have to boil them and then bake them.
Well, here's the thing with all this.
I made a request if we're going to make these kind of doughy things to make these dewy donuts that we had on Hanukkah called sufganiyot. So you're basically frying, you're making the dough and frying it to make a donut. They're so good.
Yes, those dewy donuts.
Right. We can't. What an attractive name that was for a donut. We can't test these people's skills, though. So now everybody's going to think they can cook and bake, but they never tried it on anybody.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know that my mom baked a cake the other day, and she was FaceTiming with me while she was doing it, and she put in, like, twice as much salt as she was supposed to. So I'm not sure it tasted great.
Right.
At the end of it. I don't know.
And then everybody's saying they're losing their sense of taste, and they're worried about it's the virus. No, you're a horrible cook. You're fucking things up. You don't put zinc in the muffin.
Imagine all the bread.
It does feel good for a second. The poll was, did you make bread yet? 14% of our audience did make bread.
I love you guys.
It's so funny how it seems like all the same people who talked about being gluten-free are now baking bread on Instagram.
Yeah, it is the same people.
I think it's just fad. They just love whatever's good.
If you have Instagram, you are allergic to gluten, 80% chance, and you made your own bread, 85% chance. So it is interesting, the correlation.
Science, baby.
Yeah.
But Xerxes starts going like out of control with it because it is pretty easy, and he likes doing that kind of crafty. He's very into culinary shit. And so he goes, wow, these are so good. You know, we took tortillas camping last time for the group camping. Let's make a bunch ahead of time for group camping. I'm like, wow. No. Holy shit. Camping is not the end of times either.
So saying that you're starting to get annoyed with Xerxes and you guys are on the outs, right?
It sounds rougher. If you heard our last show, to me, they sound rougher than us. Maybe that's the poll, Hen, though.
Okay.
Who's going to break first?
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness.
Keith, Kyle, and movies, or Hem to Xerxes and bread? That's the show, by the way, where my dad reached out. How am I doing in this COVID-19 environment?
Yes. And you said, I'm good, but you're still a creep. So don't think I forgot, because I didn't.
And that was the end. He thought I would forget, and I didn't, so he hasn't written back yet.
He's like, God damn it, I can't use my mind control on Keith through the computer. Right. All these advanced degrees, and yet I can't.
Boom, I didn't Keith. Study ones and zeros. I studied inside the brain.
Did you ever talk to your siblings more about what was going on?
No. So I did tell them about it recently. Mm-hmm. And then I also noticed some texts weren't going through, coincidentally. But my brother made me wise to that. So then I took screenshots and it got around. I think there's a couple of them that don't want to really acknowledge it, but they all know.
Gotcha.
And they can they also get the vibe that I'm not going to be made to feel bad, but I'm making that up, but I definitely get that vibe. So they don't bother.
Gotcha.
So I think some love it and some are just like, why?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But that's where we're at. Yeah. We never had that Zoom meeting with the whole family yet. So that might've been all talk and I don't push it. I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it. I really will do it. I don't give a shit. Hey dad, you know, I'll do it. Fuck it.
Hi, oh,
obnoxious
God.
Wave. Hey, and everybody knows what's up. Sure,
I would love it if you did that. Oh my gosh. Can we record that? Put that on KTG/dad?
Probably. I go, hey, dad, just for good quality, I have my producer Jason here.
All right, moving on. Episode 3251, New York Tough.
Yeah, fuck me, yeah. We're New York tough here.
I'm New York tough.
Yeah. And by the way, because sometimes I do, just between us, because I know people are dying, I love this shit because we always come out stronger.
Stronger, better, faster, just like a mama used to make.
imagine you live in a city and you're not strong or tough. That's the saddest shit. If you have a mayor or a governor that didn't explain to you how you're tough or strong, That's got to be tough, bad going. Because, yeah, it's about believing in yourself. But in the end, you do need a leader. I can believe in myself, but somebody has to tell me what the fuck is going on outside.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard of, like, Sacramento, Hungary, you know, or, like, Des Moines, right. Des Moines, weak upper body strengths.
Yeah. Those are tough places to live because it just, you know, it's like a slap in the face when you wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
Luckily, we live, that's a thing too, when people say, Keith, why do you keep saying it's New York's the greatest city in the world? You ever hear of Paris? Have you ever been to, it's like, because we're New York tough. Well, what's Paris? What
bread,
is Paris? Paris, bread-naptine attitude, Paris. Well, that's a lot of words, but you don't even have strong or tough in there.
Yeah.
And again, it shouldn't affect me. It's the, you know, these politicians, we don't like them in the first place. But if they don't stand by you and make you tough or strong, it's a shame. It's a shame.
It's really tough. And you know what else is tough? When mm-hmm. you hear your friend Keith calling Andrew Cuomo Mario Cuomo for the whole episode. But then in the subsequent episode, he corrects himself because he doesn't want you to bust him.
I saved it just in time.
But
you know, some people are calling Andrew Cuomo Mario.
Oh,
you know, some people, instead of understanding it's Fredo, they say Frodo from Lord of the Rings. Anyways, here's Bianca.
The whole episode, I was like, ugh! Ugh! Wrong!
Yeah,
wrong!
Mario was his dead father, right?
And he was also the governor. So you were pretty much right.
It's pretty close. He
likes to give respect. It's like we still say President Clinton.
Exactly. I know, right. When I put pictures up for the last one of Andrew, I think I wrote Andrew and then in quotes, Mario.
Yeah.
We all call him Mario and you're wrong and you've just been Trump.
The cool thing about Keith is that he hasn't been wrong once. Not yet.
It's a pattern. You see a pattern, you follow it, folks.
Yeah. Maybe someday, but not today.
I thought I was wrong once, and then I realized I'm just mistaken.
It's funny because Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo have been sort of like being mean girls to each other for years, but now it's just like obvious that Cuomo is winning, and he's like everybody's hot uncle on TV in his frigging polos, making everybody feel better. And Bill de Blasio was like, I think it's bad or something.
Yeah. Well, he is like I said, he seems like a Frankenstein dummy. And I believe I voted for him. You know, you saw Democrat and you're like, okay, the guy has a big head and powerful people need big heads. And I mean literally big heads. But you hear him talk about what's going on in the city as opposed to what the governor is saying about the state and, quite frankly, the city. It's not even close. One just has a way of talking, and, you know, he's not rhyming. It's not it seems honest. And, it feels good. Feels tough.
Feels New York tough.
Yeah, it feels New York tough, for sure.
Well, I haven't been watching his news conferences, but I have heard that it's been helping a lot of people get through.
I saw one and I liked it. And what did he say that would affect me personally, you know, meaning he's asking for more ventilators, more masks, and there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm watching going, fuck right. I'd like to wait, you know, De Blasio was saying shit, and I'm like, what are you saying? Why do you sound so fucking dumb?
Yeah, I liked Cuomo. It did make me feel better. I liked it. It seemed honest. It seemed like he wasn't making things up for sure. But and then I was like, okay, well, Xerxes was like, let's watch this every morning. We're going to get caught up, not in a panic way, but in this way. And we watched it like 2, 3, 4 days in a row, and then we decided – he just has to repeat himself every day. There's not much that happened. And it's like Keith said, okay, we got ventilators. I'm like, yes. Okay, now what?
Right.
So I suggest watching it every third day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't really look at the news more than once a day because I pretty much know what it's going to say. But today that ship arrived in New York. The Navy ship that's like a hospital ship. So that's exciting. If I have to go to the hospital, I want it to be on that ship.
Yeah, because I'm hearing great things about boats.
Yeah.
I like their buffet.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, this is like, somebody goes, this is like a cruise. It is not. Shut up. It's not like a cruise. We don't talk about cruises.
Yeah. Cruises are Coronas.
Right. They do serve Coronas, which is odd, but, you know, you got to have a laugh. The poll was, do you enjoy this new way of living? You know, minus the dying. And it was, I was surprised because I did think people would be like, oh, I can't really say one way or another. 50% do like this new way of living, of being stuck at home.
You know what I would say? Maybe they're stressed about money, but it's exciting. 50% of people who answered that, you could have been doing this the whole time. Right. I don't understand.
Well, they didn't know it.
Why are you making the rest of us like feel like we have to say thank you? You could have been doing it the whole time and you didn't. And that's on you. So right. The rest of us who like to be out in public would appreciate it if you just said, no, it's bad. It's bad. I hate it. Because that makes me feel better. I don't care that you like it. I think that that's annoying.
In this show, we talked about Jerry Falwell Jr., who has a religious school, said his students have to come to the university. And then we announced on the very last show we just did that many students now have the virus, immediately got it.
Mm. Yeah, that tracks. Yeah. From everything I know about science, that makes sense.
Right. I'm not saying I was in AP classes. I'm just saying I picked up some things. But that's the show, by the way, where we learned that Matt died practicing for the Appalachian Trail of all times. Meanwhile, the trail's closed. Definitely the stops where you collect things are closed, but he was getting ready.
Well, he was going to be doing that for 6 months or so before he took the trail. But Bianca, what did you think about that?
I thought it was terrible. That's a tragic, terrible death. It's very sad.
But I didn't love it.
I mean, I don't know. It was shocking and sad, I thought.
Right.
I mean.
It's so weird how this guy just came in and out of my life so fast.
Yeah.
So
weird. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like one of those things where you're like, well, maybe I should never talk shit about anybody because then they'll probably just die on the frigging Appalachian Trail and then I'll feel guilty.
Well,
you're
just
so powerful.
Well, now I'm actually making a list because I just shat on Keith and Girl. I shat on that movie, The Master. So if you guys can keep an eye on Philip Seymour Hoffman,
oh,
I appreciate it. What? Don't tell me.
No.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh brother.
Oh boy. So can we move on briskly?
The poll is like, how many people like this world better without Matt in it? 50-50. Okay, moving on. Episode 3252, Better Off Dead.
Uh-huh. That was kind of his idea, this sick bitch.
Oh, God. Keith, I'm this so manicure looks a little rough.
It's disgusting. It is disgusting. I don't know.
Did she use a serrated bread knife
Brought her the file. No, it was a nice file. You know, file man, whatever you ladies like. She loved it. It's the top of the line file going today. I think it's just like a kid playing with dolls. It's like, oh, the dinosaur can fly now? Like, she's not paying attention. She can't be. It's inhuman. And she cares, and she knows this, like, she knows her beauty products, you know, she loves to put a mask on me and then the 5 follow-ups. I don't know what she was doing with this nail file. Obviously not pay attention, maybe she was watching the news also, we were watching Cuomo, maybe she got impassioned, like, I am tough, I don't know, but there was fucking, I'm looking at him now, I kind of cleaned it up at home with baby clippers. But it's still like, there's still dips that I can't fix yet.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, ironically, I got it because we had to stay home. But now, thank God we stay home.
Thank well, God. I'm just worried about you touching. I mean, maybe she's trying to prevent you from touching your own face to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Written all the Jaggers.
Yeah. That's
I showed it to Xerxes happened. And he said, what happened to Keith?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, we did, you know, everybody laughs, Manny Pennies, but what I have walking around today is disgusting.
It's weaponry.
It's disgusting. I saw, I said hi to somebody. They go, oh, don't shake my hand. I'm like, right, because of the virus. They go, no, I don't know what the fuck is going on over there with you. And then he hugged somebody else that passed him. So it's not about the virus. It's just, I'm off-putting.
Yeah, well, we all knew that already.
I know, but this, I mean, at least try to, you know, blah, blah, blah. The poll for that one was, like Henda, did you begin a special stay-at-home schedule because of COVID-19? And 63% say no, but quick math, 37% say yes. I did do a special schedule and I'm keeping it.
That's nice. I think it's very helpful. I did too. I have a special schedule. Just try to sleep for as long as you can in the morning so that the day isn't quite as long. You know who is keeping a schedule in jail is Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Because this guy's making up his own rules. Allowed to know to do what he wants anymore.
Do you think he went when he pretended he was having heart problems and went to the hospital? Is that where he got the coronavirus, or is it just another lie to be out of the hospital?
He's just been putting to be his out of jail, mouth, I mean. He's just been putting his mouth on everything, hoping that he gets the coronavirus.
Stop licking the rails. Oh, it's safety. It's for safety as I go down. I'm old. And then Bill Cosby once out, you know, of course. But then, like Henda said, then where does it end? You know, then you let everybody out. I mean, these are the worst people. And Henda's point, of course, was great. Like, these people are the people that can't be trusted and can't be controlled. And, you know, they do insist on being around other people and raping them.
Yeah, that's something. Let everybody out. That's a good idea. Spice the world up even more.
And then also during that show, we talked about the Stairway to Heaven song. Did Led Zeppelin steal it from somebody that happens to open for them? And we played the two songs, the one by Spirit called Taurus and the one by Led Zeppelin that everybody knows. What did you think hearing that? Were they similar?
They sound similar.
Well, but it's Led Zeppelin's now.
It's kind of like, you know, them's the break, Spirit. You know,
right.
You got screwed.
Hardcore Corona Bianca.
Yeah. Some of us don't have good luck in life, you know? Oh, you didn't get credit for your song that people didn't like as much as the other one? Well,
I wonder
I don't feel that bad for you because I'm sitting here with cancer in the middle of a pandemic. Right. I don't really care.
And the guy, right, and it's the estate suing. The guy's even dead. How much can I care? You know when you work for the estate and you're in court, but somebody from Led Zeppelin comes in and everybody stands up and claps, you kind of know you didn't have a chance, right?
Yeah. My dad was so sad that nobody thought he wrote his song because it was his, and it's my dad's song. All right.
Let me ask the defense, what's your point of view? Hey, mom, I like the way you move. Go make it. Like, okay, dismissed. This one missed. That was great.
Keith, you finally found your voice. I think that's your jam.
Thank you. It's a specific microphone.
So beautiful. All right, guys. Well, this was a great week. I loved having these episodes alone in my solitude. And I appreciate you continuing to keep it going.
We're never alone if Keith and the girl is there.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And there were no guests to necessarily hate, so it was a...
Oh, yeah, that was another thing, Keith, that you totally freaking called me out on the main show. You're like, Bianca's come loose. She's unhinged. Listen to her say, fuck you, die in a ditch about someone. It's like, Keith, I never said that.
No.
I feel like you're grossly misrepresenting me on the main feed to try and do clickbait for the VIP program. It's like,
and my girlfriend doesn't hate the master. No, I know what's going on.
Don't use me as clickbait. Okay, Bianca is still the same old Bianca, just a little bit wackier.
Just a little bit wackier, and I said full of hate.
No, not true. No.
Wait, potato, potato. But she doesn't have time. She doesn't have time for bullshit.
No, I don't.
Right, that's all I said.
I only have time for a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Right. I have time for a puzzle, and if you died, it wouldn't change my day. Yeah. Right? I'm Bianca. I follow. I think I said it right. Maybe it's the way you're hearing it.
All right, Keith. Whatever you say, boss. Jesus Christ.
I can hear all of this, though. I hear parentheses. I just don't read them.
Oh, is it my tone that's bothering you, Keith? Did you hear a tone?
It doesn't mean you're not wrong just because you say, is it my tone? Is somebody trying to trick you again, Keith? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's a tone. It's a tricky tone. It's so hard.
You're so lucky I can't leave my house.
Why? All right,
seriously.
A pleasure as always.
Thank you.
And shout out to B. Jason. Mm-hmm. And if you like B. Jason, you're going to love this podcast. He's really good at sound stuff, and he likes to laugh. If you like Jason and his kids, don't ask them for their address. If you like to be Jason, welcome to the show. I mean, goodbye. It's the end of the show. KeithandTheGirl.com.